Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business. I'm Clarissa Montero, Money FM 89.3. Today is my first Soul of Business live interview from the lobby of SPH News Centre. And I have the opportunity to speak to Catherine Braha de Baye, owner of The Salad Stop. We're talking about her company's sustainability initiatives and the next steps in getting closer to realizing that greener future. Now, first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to this brand new studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Now, why don't you give us, first and foremost, a quick overview of Salad Stop? Now, I did announce that you were the co-founder earlier, and you corrected me. You said, no, owner, co-founder was my brother.
Yes, my brother and my father.
Okay.
Yes, so they started the business in 2009 in Singapore. Mm-hmm. I joined a year later, and it was really with the idea to bring new dimensions to healthy food. At that time, there was a gap in the market, and we were the first to come out with a full on salad bar. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we currently now have 16 outlets in Singapore, mm-hmm. and we've expanded into 9 countries globally. Mm-hmm. The furthest away is Spain,
okay,
and mostly around the Asia region.
Now, salads basically took Singapore by storm. We were not a salad-eating lunchtime crowd. We liked our noodles, we liked our rice, and then suddenly everyone had a salad bowl in their hands, and we were all trying to get healthier. Was it a trend that the founders at Salad Stop saw that would happen? That's why you started it? What makes somebody go, let's open a salad bar?
So I think it was more for us when we moved back to Singapore. So mm-hmm. we grew up in Singapore. We mm-hmm. moved back after a few years. Mm-hmm. And we always grew up with my mom cooking home meal foods. And we didn't find a lot of options.
Right.
And so we thought there was definitely that gap in the market that we felt needed to be filled. So at the start, we did have a lot more expats. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, we had so many more locals coming to us. And I think it was because we've always innovated with the products. We integrate a lot of local flavors mm-hmm. into our salads and then added some grain and now more recently added some warm toppings. So you still feel like you get a very filling meal and you have so many different ingredients and dressings to choose from that are all flavors from all around the countries.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, I love a good salad. By the time I'm done making my salad, it's probably not that healthy. Because it's got a lot of protein in it. I want my chicken. I want my eggs. I might throw in a couple of strips of bacon.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean, yeah. Right? I want my salad hearty.
Yes.
But I like my greens.
Yes.
So what are the trends since you started Salad Stop? What are the trends in Singapore? What do we like as a whole? Not taking me as an example.
So I think definitely protein, large amounts of protein. We're always located near gyms. So we have a lot of the gym goers that come to us and want to have that large piece of chicken or, yeah. you know, a lot of more protein in their foods. But we've seen that customers put less and less dressing on their salads, sure. which is very interesting. So before they would cover their salads with right. a lot of dressing kind sure. of covers the taste of the greens. But now we can see that more and more people are enjoying the taste of mm-hmm. raw veggies. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We've definitely seen a trend going into more plant-based food. So we do serve the Impossible Burger. We have the Beyond as well. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely been a trend there, which is fantastic. And yeah, just, you know, customers getting more used to eating kale, for example, and something that before rocket.
I will never like kale.
So it was, before it was always the romaine, and now, yeah, it just has.
I don't know what it is about kale. I like how it looks, which is why I picked it one time, because I actually think it looks a very appealing vegetable. And then the taste was nothing like what I expected. I love wild rocket, though.
Ah, okay, great. So that's a really good green to have.
Okay.
Very nutritious.
I'm glad yes. you approve. That's one thing. All right. Talk to us about your sustainability initiatives at Salad Stop.
So sustainability has always been at the forefront of our business. Mm-hmm. We started already 10 years ago where we removed beef from the menu
okay.
after 2 years of serving it on the salad bar. And the reason for that is because obviously it has the highest carbon emission and footprint of all the meats. So that was one of the first steps we did. And always when we do those kind of changes, we really like to educate our consumers to tell them the reasons behind it.
Sure.
And so we've done that throughout the years. Most recently, we have pushed out the initiative of the topless campaign. Mm-hmm. So we don't give out lids for our drinks unless the customers request for it. And we don't give out straws. So we still have alternatives. So for the straws, we still have PLA straws if a customer really desperately wants it, but we don't have it exposed for customers to just grab.
Right.
And we've seen that we've had a big decrease of those items kind of being taken off, and the same applies for napkins. We keep the napkins at the back, so it's only when a customer asks for them do we actually hand them out. So you don't have, you know, a bunch of kind of 15 napkins that are taken out and placed on the tables and then get thrown away. So we've taken those little steps that at the end make a really big impact and difference.
Mm-hmm. And you replaced beef with Impossible and Beyond.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. Yes. So I think now with so many more options out there, customers can get the same experience, even though it's not real meat.
Because let's face it, a lot of salad consumers aren't necessarily vegetarian or even vegan. We like our meat. We like our protein sources that are, you know, not vegetable
plant-based.
Yeah,
yes.
Plant-based.
Yeah.
But you're right about beef, and that's something that we need to balance our expectations on. And Beyond and Impossible are great alternatives.
Yes.
I actually sneaked an Impossible burger in front of my husband without telling him it was not beef. He never knew.
Noticed. Yeah, exactly. If it's cooked the right way, can't tell the difference.
Can't tell the difference. All right. And how are your customers, your salad stop customers, getting involved in sustainability? Are they embracing these initiatives with you?
So we incentivize customers to bring their own bowls. Mm-hmm. We give a free topping. If you order plant-based, you get another free topping. So that's an extra 2 free toppings. And we do give 50 cents off if you bring your own cup.
Right.
So we do feel a lot of customers are starting to do that. And also for us, I mean, when we introduced a charge for the brown bag last year, beginning of last year. At the start, a few unhappy customers, because they did have to pay that extra 10 cents. Mm-hmm. Proceeds do go to WWF, but it was kind of the idea that we were charging for packaging, basically. So what we did is we introduced the borrow tree. So the borrow tree is a tree, a small kind of wooden structure in the outlet where we would put reusable bags. So if you have any bags at home that you would want to, you don't know what to do with them, you would put them on the tree and other customers would come and borrow them if they need one and don't want to pay the 10 cent charge. So what we're doing is that we're extending the life of that bag, and we tagged them a few months back, and we realized that we were actually able to increase the life of a bag to 21 days.
Okay.
So that little plastic bag, very flimsy, was able to, you know, circulate in our system for 21 days.
That's actually quite interesting that people would bring them back.
Yes. Yes. At times, the trees are totally empty, but then suddenly they bloom again with all these bags.
Right.
So it's really customers kind of, you know, creating this community where you take and give back.
And that is absolutely wonderful. So what are the next steps? Obviously, you want to get greener as you go along.
Yes.
What are you thinking of next?
So we would love to go plastic free, which means that all
How realistic is that?
So more and more. Mm-hmm. We have a local company here in Singapore that produces plastic from plants, so PLA based. And also to move all our drinks to tap.
Okay.
So customers would bring their own containers, refill them at the outlet. So we remove the whole grab and go idea. And for our own bowls, work with suppliers to see if we can make them out of baguette material. I mean, there's a lot more out there currently. So we're looking at those alternatives and hopefully also opening a plant-based salad stop by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you mentioned before, with all the alternatives, like Impossible Beyond is even now a company coming out with chicken, Eura. And it's so similar to chicken that we could reproduce all our current recipes with alternative plant-based proteins.
I also noticed that Impossible announced that they had sausages and pork.
Their pork.
Alternatives.
Yes.
I can't wait to try that.
Yes. Yes.
If that changes how I eat my breakfast, that would be amazing.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. We're still looking for the bacon bits. That's the one that
we were not. And if you find it, please let me know.
Yes, will do.
All right. So you did mention that there were customers that were unhappy initially about the brown bag. What are the challenges have you met along the way as you've been implementing these sustainability initiatives?
So definitely if there's a charge or if customers feel that they are that you're taking something away from them. Mm-hmm. So I think the incentive is always very good. But if it's a charge or not giving them a certain item like cutlery, a straw, the lids, etc., they do get upset. We have trained our team on the ground to communicate with customers. So once again, it's that whole kind of educational side that's so important. And to always have an alternative. So if a customer really wants a straw, we still have the PLA straws. Mm-hmm. If they want a bag and they don't pay for it, we have the borrow tree. Mm-hmm. So every time we've implemented something, we've made sure that we still give customers that option.
So you're always trying to figure out what the complaint might be or the reaction will be, and you're trying to address that even before it happens.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because we were always the first. I mean, we were one of the first in the markets to implement the 10 cents charge mm-hmm. for the bags. Mm-hmm. So we had to make sure that we had, you know, another option, and the same with the straws and the lids. I mean, I don't know if anywhere else in Singapore where you would get your smoothie or your coffee cup without a lid. It does feel a little bit awkward, I would say, for most customers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's me playing devil's advocate.
Yes.
You're talking about doing a completely plant-based salad stop at some point, which sounds great, and I can imagine a lot of my friends would actually want to go there. But is there a possibility that that would be a more expensive option than going to a normal salad stop?
Yes, I think definitely today it would be more expensive. Hopefully, with the growth in the market, mm-hmm. we would see the prices coming down quickly. And that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that by the end of this year or by next year, those mm-hmm. prices would have come down and for us to be able to then price it at the same.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is because of the sources, and the demand is not as great. It is economics, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Exactly.
The more people buy it, the cheaper it becomes for everybody.
Exactly. I mean, there should be no reason that a plant-based protein is more expensive than actually breeding the animal mm-hmm. and then basically eating its meat. I mean, there's definitely...
Someday that will be the case.
Yes.
We're
not there yet, yeah.
So more of us need to consume these plant-based alternative meats.
Yes.
And then that price will come down.
Yes.
Exactly. I've had a great conversation with you. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
Thank
Catherine
you so much.
Catherine Braha, Debaye, owner, Salad Stop. And thank you for sharing your sustainability initiatives and your plans for the future on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.